back one for us.
He's talking about money, right? He's talking about money. Ain't talking about money. Nobody wants to rumble with
your
mom. Yeah, nobody wins at that shit.
I gotta take it to my
father. My
little dog.
Yeah, yeah. CD101. My name is JDR, live on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, on SoundCloud. Tower Corner, your hyphen poetry SoundCloud. David Robinson Stone is not back in the mix. But whatever. Anyway, as you heard, I was on the train just talking to a couple of gentlemen, man. You know, the one guy was kind of hyped up. I kept them yapping, I shut up, you know what I mean? You know, I don't want to get mixed up in any kind of crowd. Oh well, New York City, baby. And I'm coming to you live from Queens, Jamaica to be exact.
Have another massive shooting here, raising some questions, and right out the gate, they're labeling this as domestic terror. And for those of you out there that have been following me, I've been warning about this for the longest time, where all the terror events you see around the globe are going to shift to here, first by labeling people domestic terrorist. You've seen what they're doing with everyone from the Oregon standoff, by design. And with these other incidents, and I've been wondering when they would pull Florida into the fray. Well, just here in the past 48 hours, we had a former Voice contestant get shot and killed. And now we have a gunman that opened fire here, killing approximately 20 people and wounding at least 42 people. But they say that they don't have an exact number on the casualties. saying around 20 people have succumbed to their gunshot wounds inside the Pulse Orlando nightclub. The suspect also dead. They're saying he has tentatively been identified as Omar Mateen. Now, no other information about him has been released, but they're saying he had some kind of device like a vest on, maybe a explosive kamikaze vest or something, although he did not detonate it. They're saying that the officers responded to shots fired and engaged in a gun battle. And there's some footage where people all around for blocks are seeing this and filming this. Now they're saying that multiple officers at approximately 0500 hours this morning made a decision to get in and rescue other hostages because they were getting calls from the inside where people were saying, our biggest concern is the future loss of life. We want to save these people. So apparently law enforcement used explosive devices of their own and an armored vehicle and blast through the wall where a gun battle then ensued and they ultimately shot and killed the suspect. They're saying that at least 30 people were saved during the rescue. Now, I'm wondering about the numbers here right out the gate, about the exact number of who was rescued and how many was killed. The details of this, we're going to have to pick this apart thoroughly. But want folks to know kind of the outline of what happens here. They're saying that the suspect appeared to be carrying an assault rifle, a handgun, and some type of device on him. So apparently they have sweeped the area for other devices. Like I said, there is video footage here. You can see all types of stuff going on in the video footage. Right now they're saying that they can't confirm the exact number of deaths once again, and that this is a developing story. Right there's where it's at on the map. Take a look here so you guys can see exactly where it's situated on the outskirts here. Downtown Orlando. Right there at that building. So I'm supposing that intersection that was all blocked off was right there. But I will continue to update with more as I come across it. This is Bentabu 7. And do not let them use these events to take away your freedoms, because it's exactly what they're designed to do.
So hey folks, it's JR, JDR, known to some. You just heard Dabu 7 talking about the Orlando massacre, and we now know that it was 49 that died, and the assailant, Mateen, made 50. And at first it was looking pretty bleak for the, I think it was 43 others that were brought to the hospital. But now the doctors are, you know, they are more optimistic about the outcomes. They say there are still a couple of critically wounded, but they think all in all, everyone may pull out or pull through. I don't know, Dabu 7, he's funny, man, because sometimes, you know, he's got his own agenda. You know, I think one of his things is the Second Amendment. You know, he's afraid that, you know, your weapons are going to be taken away. So he's kind of a, you know, I don't listen to him very often, but I do sometimes just to hear his opinion on things. And, you know, I just, you know, might just plug it into the show. And, you know, it's also a tragic thing that happened to that singer in Orlando, and then you have the 2-year-old kid that gets dragged off by the alligator at Disneyland Orlando. I mean, geez, Florida is having a bad day. A bad couple of days, huh? I mean, wow. They don't have a, you know, I don't know. But this guy, Mateen, it's funny, I was talking to my therapist. That's right, my therapist. And he said that when he saw the photos of Mateen, he thought that those photos were not meant for women. That it was just the poses that he was making it would have more repulsed women than turned them on. You know, so he felt, you know, he didn't want to say, you know, that the guy was, you know, trying to get guys, you know, although he did in so many words. And I had never thought of that. I had never thought about, you know, his photos. I just, you know, looked, I didn't pay much attention. You know, I'm a criminal justice major, you know, and I, you know, when you're thinking about personality, because that's what we study a lot, is the personality, the criminal personality. And, you know, when I was looking at those photos, I should have, you know, paid more attention. But when I, you know, when he told me that, and then I looked again, because it's, you know, it's been on TV for a week or how long, however long it's been. Yeah, I did kind of notice, yeah, those weren't really, they were, I don't know, somewhat, I want to say, over machismo, but then again, yeah, he was trying to appeal to a man, I guess. I don't know. But he definitely wasn't trying to appeal to a woman, because, you know, those photos, yeah, he, you know, my therapist is right. You know, those photos would not appeal to a woman. And this guy definitely, this Marcin had definitely, he definitely had problems. He definitely had problems. Before this whole thing came down, that man had problems, you know? Anyway, you're listening to CD101. I'm having some problems with sound bites, folks, so I don't know if you're going to, you know, endure me for like an hour, but, you know, I'm going to try my best to get some things through here, okay? All right, I'll be back. CD101. My name is JDR, and you're listening to CD101 Complaint Department. Live on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, and on Podomatic.com and on SoundCloud. And you can also get to Tawakwan at your-poetry.com. Tawakwan does a lot of the music that, like that lead you just heard. You know, when I get back to, it's beating a dead horse, I know, because it's been on television for like the last week or since it's happened. Is this Orlando guy, Masson, right? Masson or whatever. I think, you know, one of the things that people are kind of losing in this whole thing, and I understand it. I mean, you know, 49 kids were lost. 43 others, you know, give or take, wounded. And, you know, that's enough to bring out a very strong dislike of the individual that perpetrated such a massacre. Now, I say this because, once again, you know, you don't want to see people going out and bashing Muslims because they think every Muslim is responsible for one man's deeds. Number one, this cat was born in the United States. He was born in New York. And, you know, there's a couple of pictures of him with a NYPD shirt on, you know, because he wanted to be in the NYPD. But here's where we make the jump. The man was obviously gay. Like I said before, you know, with my therapist, that he saw the photos and, you know, what he felt about it. I think that the guy had gay tendencies. Okay, he definitely had gay tendencies. I mean, he patronized the club. I mean, he visited the club several times. He was on several websites. And the conflict comes in when your religion is telling you one thing and the life that you are leading is telling you, well, I can have better. Look around. This kid was a born American, but yet he had to follow the Quran because that's what his father wanted. I'm not even talking about the mother. That's what his father wanted. His father would have probably shunned him if he said, no, I want to become a Catholic. So now you got this kid that's stuck in the religion, and I don't want to bash the religion. That's not why I'm here. But what I want to say is that there are religions, like, I don't know, I've heard things about the Jehovah's Witnesses, but there are strict regulations. Let's put it that way. You have to pray 5 times a day. You can't eat pork. Your women have to cover their faces, wear long shawls and whatever. You know, I don't think Muslims are allowed to wear shorts. I'm not even sure of that, you know. Some that live here take privilege because, hey, who's telling? You know what I'm saying? But when that conflict comes into your mind, I'll give you a case in point. There was a guy I met in 1998, and years went by, and we became good friends, and then 9/11 happened. Now, this guy, he was Muslim, but had lived in the United States for a very long time, since he was a kid. And he may have been Muslim. I don't know if he was practicing a religion or not, but whatever the case, you know, he dressed like a typical American. You know, he wore jeans and, you know, he'd have a shirt. He dressed cool. He did have a beard, you know, so the beard, you know, so he, you know, he may have been, you know, definitely, you know, practicing his religion. I don't know. But whatever the case, a couple of days after 9/11, he was found wandering the streets here of Jamaica, Queens, because he didn't live far from me. And he was draped only in an American flag. So he was naked, and he had an American flag wrapped around him. So he went home. He lives on the 7th floor. Walked out on the balcony. Adios. This is the mind conflict. Because your religion is telling you one thing, but the life that you are leading, the place that you live, democracy, freedom, do what you want, get a nose ring, tattoo yourself all over your body, have sex when you want, with whom you want. And yet the religion is telling them something different. And that can cause a big explosion. CD101, I shall return.
Gonna change your whole life. True to yourself, gonna be true to yourself forever. It's love at first sight. I'm gonna marry the light. True to myself, gonna be true to myself forever. Ignite your fire inside. That's gonna change your whole life. True to yourself, gonna be true to yourself forever. Oh. first sight. I'm gonna marry the light. True to myself, gonna be true to myself forever. Ignite your fire inside. That's gonna change your whole life. True to yourself, gonna be true to yourself forever. Alright, it's love at first sight. I'm gonna marry the light. True to myself, gonna be true to myself forever. Ignite your fire inside. That's gonna change your whole life. True to yourself, gonna be true to yourself forever. Alright, it's love at first sight. I'm gonna marry the light. True to myself, gonna be true to myself forever. Ignite your fire inside. That's gonna change your whole life. True to yourself, gonna be true to yourself forever. Gonna change your whole life. True to yourself, gonna be true to yourself forever. Alright, it's love at first sight. I'm gonna marry the light. True to myself, gonna be true to myself forever. Ignite your fire inside. That's gonna change your whole life. True to yourself, gonna be true to yourself forever.
CD 101. That's right, this is Complaint Department, episode 101. My name is JDR, live on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, on Podomatic.com, and on SoundCloud. And you can listen to more of, or you can read poetry by Tawa Kwan, the guy that makes the music here. That's TawaKwan@your-poetry.com. Yeah, now let's switch gears a little bit. You know, we talked about this Masan guy from Orlando. Now, just yesterday, or the day before, they caught two guys in, I think it was in Long Island, not far from Queens, actually. The end of Queens, I think. These guys had an array of weapons, money, grenades, and all kinds of books on how to. They had a manifesto, basically on, I guess, how to start a race war. Something like that, or who to target, whatever. They had a manifesto. They had Hitler propaganda and Third Reich propaganda all over the place. And what he said, well, both the guys in their late 20s, early 30s, I would say. You know, their neighbor's trying to say that, and he's another young guy, he's trying to say that he has some sort of thrift shop or what do you call that? You know, like a specialty shop, you know, and his specialty is the guns. Because he had an array of weapons. He had an array of assault weapons and Glocks and whatever, and he had a ton of money. And, you know, they're claiming that it's a legitimate business. He sells this stuff. He sells the propaganda and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I can't, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover, so I can't tell you, you know. But if you know, if it was were to be proven that these guys were some sort of neo-Nazis, That's a different mindset. You know, it's not the conflict between religion and you know, the place where you live, you know. This is more of, and most of them don't even know it themselves, but this is more of what you've been taught by your parents. Or maybe what you've been taught by the environment around you. If you just lean to one side, meaning you're just hearing things, you fall into, like, from a young age, you fall into a wrong group. You know, that's how you get into a gang. You know, and this gang is an escape because, you're not getting the attention from the parents are fighting or whatever, it's a single parent, blah, blah, blah. You know, and so, you know, the gangs give you that comfort. I mean, neo-Nazis get that comfort, too, from their little group. They do. How many is it? 1,000 or something of them? I don't know. Maybe it's 3,500. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Maybe it's 200,000. But if it's 200,000, you know, they'll be chopped to shreds, you know. We're not living in that society. I mean, you got a big neo-Nazi right now running for president. So, you know, if he gets in as president, then, yeah. I think things will get pretty hairy. But, you know, these guys, you know, they're, like I said, they're either hearing it from their parents, and it's not that their parents directly tell them something. I don't know if you've seen American History X, but, the father always talked about it, and he always talked about the fact that he was losing his job because of the minorities and the blacks and the Hispanics and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, and he lost his job, you know, and the son, you know, he's taking all this in. So he just develops this hate against minorities, you know, and, you know, you got to watch the film. But this is how the mind of a neo-Nazi usually works. You know, they are either brought in by someone that they know that's a neo-Nazi and is, you know, quick at the mouth. And just, you know, confusing these people, you know, that, you know, these people just suddenly feel, oh my God, what he's speaking is right. And it may be right to a certain extent. You know, affirmative action, for example. I mean, it might be right to a certain extent. But you know what? That's something you got to live with. You know, it's not fair for anybody to have their job taken away just because, you know, they want to. I imagine when I went to school, because when I went to school, it was busing. Meaning, well, it was desegregation. So they would ship the black kids to the white school. It was supposed to be vice versa, but it was never no vice versa. There was no vice or versa. But anyway, you know, they shipped us to a lot of white, you know, they shipped a lot of black people to white schools. So that meant that a lot of white kids that may have even lived in that neighborhood probably couldn't go to that school. Because the minorities were coming in. And if you have that mindset, if you just want to blame somebody, you know, you want to blame the world for your troubles, well, that's the first thing you're going to do. You know? These damn blacks, these damn spics, these damn whatever. And you grow, you know, and the kid grows up with that. He grows up with that resentment of minorities or people that are not his color. And that can lead up to all kinds of things, like becoming a neo-Nazi. Tja. Anyway, I might cut this one short, folks, because I got no sound bites. I don't know what's going on. It's, you know, everything's kind of falling apart over here. I'm just going to try to keep it together. So anyway, thanks for listening. I'm going to give my shout-outs to the NYPD, FDNY, North Shore Animal League, ESPCA, my men and women in the military, EMS, and all pet caretakers. My friend in Deutschland. Did I say that already? Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. There's Mr. Softy outside. My girl Judge Judy. And all five of you that listen to me. And, there'll be a little music. And I will see you next week. Ciao, ciao. I think we're ready. matter of life. It's a non-stop fixation which causes derangements of thoughts in my mind. My mind falls into a vertical of moon madness, which is not so easy to shake off. Suddenly fear builds within the walls of my mind, and the thoughts turn into images of a horrible death. The toxic bridges, burning planes, the thought continues to become of even more insane. I begin to wonder if the medication is to blame, or has it all simply become a dull game? I seem to focus on all the wrong things. Life is okay once you get into the swing. Life is okay once you get into the swing. Life is okay once you get into the swing. Get into the swing. Get into the swing. Bridges, burning planes, the thoughts continue to become even more insane. I begin to wonder if the medication is to blame, or has it all simply become one dull game? Life is okay once you get into the swing. Life is okay once you get into the swing. Life is okay once you get to the swing. Get to the swing. Get to the swing. Dang, dang. My thoughts and prayers to the people of Orlando. My thoughts and prayers to the family and friends. We shall survive.